On Y98.
Ooh, Tuesday feels... Yesterday actually felt very Monday. Monday
it did.
Yeah, had a big Monday feel. Like, I came in like, hey, I'm a big old Monday. And I was like, yeah, I'm feeling you, Monday. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I felt. How you feeling today, Hannah?
I actually feel really energized today. Like, I woke up 2 minutes before my alarm, and I wasn't even mad about it. And AB knows that because I started texting her at 4 a.m.
Oh, my God. Poor AB.
Wow.
So if you missed it, AB and Hannah went to see MJ, the musical, MJ Live in Denver. They had a little work trip, and they roomed together. And AB said, Hannah doesn't stop talking. Like, literally, as soon as her alarm goes off, she just starts, like, hitting you with 1,000 questions. And AB is like, I'm someone who like hits 8 alarms.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a second. Yeah. And you just haven't learned your lesson.
No, I haven't learned my lesson. And I don't know that I ever will. It's like in my bones. It just comes out. Words.
What were you texting her?
I honestly asked her, I'm like, so why are you figuring out your finances? Which is like...
Jesus. That's what you asked, like, her the first thing in the morning? Like a financial question?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she was like, and are you getting McDonald's?
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I did ask her that.
Did you get McDonald's?
No, I didn't get it this morning.
Oh.
She had to figure out her finances. Come on.
Yeah. She's being responsible.
Financially,
here I am asking her to get
like,
me a McGriddle.
I can't afford McDonald's.
Yeah, financially, she cannot afford McDonald's. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Well, trying to figure out my finances so I can see if I can afford McDonald's.
Yeah.
Today's my anniversary. Thanks for saying happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Yeah. How many years?
50? 18 years together.
Woo!
8 years married. We got married on our 10-year anniversary. High school sweethearts.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're speechless.
It's a long time, huh?
18 years with the same gal.
Why are you saying it like that?
Happy anniversary.
Kind of got a song
anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Wow, I didn't even know there was a song about anniversaries.
Now you know.
Now I know. Happy anniversary, Brett and Katie.
Yeah, thanks for that. You didn't text me first thing this morning.
I was too busy seeing why AB is figuring out her finances, being irresponsible, and I'm not hopping on the train.
And trying to get McDonald's. You didn't even give me an anniversary
McGriddle?
Hash brown.
No, I didn't.
Thanks a lot.
McDonald's, if you're listening, hit us up.
Yeah. Hannah's like, yo, we can just get some free food. I'm broke. AB figured out her finances and it said, bag on the radio for free.
Yes.
The all-new Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So I realized I never really explained to you guys St. Louis Hero Network. I'm a brand ambassador for them, and they do such amazing things. So I wanted to break it down for you and some of the things they have going on right now and things they have coming up. So the St. Louis Hero Network is a nonprofit marketplace that it basically is first responders post their like side hustle and their small businesses that they do. And then everybody can go to their website and see like, oh, if I need something done on my car, I can go to this small business owned by a local law enforcement or veteran and support them through that instead of just going to some like big corporation or something like that. So it's super local and they have so many different categories: construction and home, handyman, insurance, legal services, real estate, health and wellness, like any type of business that you need help with, go to Hero Network and support someone who is a law enforcement or a veteran and their business. So I work with them. I'm a brand ambassador. I do some of their events. And they actually have something coming up in April. It's a casino night. There's more information on their website, stlheronetwork.com, or you can check out their Facebook or their Instagram, or just DM me if you have any questions. They also just posted a video that I love. I think it really summarizes their business. It's this guy, Josh, who owns Mac Power Washing, and he went to local firehouses around St. Louis and power washed all of them and cleaned up the buildings and the driveways. And that's how he's promoting his business. And it's great that veterans and law enforcement are giving back to each other.
Our first responders, especially our veterans, there's not a lot of support out there, especially those people that have defended our country, come back from war.
You're right.
And there's just not a lot of resources. But the Heroes Network creates those resources and then helps us support those people who are trying to make a better life for themselves and for their families. What a cool, cool foundation.
Yes, I'm so happy to be a part of it.
It's good news. It's brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new CD rates at togethercu.org.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is at 6:45 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Help a brother out. Anniversary. Is it a big deal? I got to go out of my way. It's my wife and I's 8th anniversary, especially when you don't hit those milestone ones. You got kids.
Hmm.
We're not doing anything big. Do I need to come home with a gift? Should I stop on the way home and get an anniversary gift? Or you think happy anniversary, a card, love, appreciation, and then maybe take some time for us to spend some time together and I'm good. Do I have to give her a gift because she survived me for a year?
I like your thinking. I tend to be the milestone guy, but even then, milestones, I'm just fortunate. Whatever Sarah wants me to do, I'll do.
So do you guys do a gift?
Not really. She's not
a big
really
anniversary gift.
And I'm the guy who will usually buy the card and write something nice.
Yeah.
And try to do the, you know, chocolate strawberries and, you know, fail. But I'll be that guy.
You do the homemade chocolate strawberries and you struggle with it.
But I think, you know, you said it's your 8th anniversary. I think a card, flowers, just something small is fine. I think it's great.
Ladies?
I'm usually pro gift. I'm definitely pro birthday gifts. You got to go big for that. But anniversary, no, because it's kind of hard because it's like it's together. And so it's not like even almost flowers in a card is kind of like one-sided because then what do you get for like a guy?
So you think like, yeah, if I'm going to give you a gift and you give me a gift, is what we should just bought ourselves something, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking too with this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think just like go out to a nice dinner, do something together. Gifts just like you have your birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, anniversary. You don't need gifts for all that.
Yeah.
All right.
I think quality time is a gift.
If she gets nothing and she's like, hey, where's my anniversary gift? I'm just going to play the second
time. Yep.
Everyone voted no, hon, so you get nothing.
The polls are open.
But you get stuff on our show. That's how we do it on the show. So what we've done is we actually posted one of the answers to Hannah's homeschool on Instagram. So you follow us on Instagram, you automatically got an answer. So that's posted for you right now, Hannah. Put your phone down.
Okay.
No, you're not allowed to check Instagram because now answer to one of the questions is up. And we're going to give you Moulin Rouge tickets for playing Hannah's Homeschool. 314-531-9898. It's a four-pack of tickets to Moulin Rouge at the Fabulous Fox. AB did some promotion stuff for this stuff. We're super excited for this to come to the Fabulous Fox. You get a four-pack of tickets for your anniversary or my anniversary. My gift to you. And one of the answers to the questions is posted on our Instagram. 314-531-9898.
Thank you for listening.
All right, Taylor.
Yeah.
Are you down to play Hannah at Hannah's homeschool and beat her?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, love that. Okay.
She's feeling confident because she got to have access to the cheat sheet, unlike me.
Yeah, so how the cheat sheet works is if you follow us on Instagram on the Brett Maga Show, on Instagram, we post up an answer. So, Taylor, you're already going to have one freebie against Hannah. You got to get more questions right than Hannah. It's a pop culture pop quiz. I ask you guys the same 5 questions. So, Hannah, leave the room so you can't hear them. And, Taylor, are you following us on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Many people think the song Thank You, Amy off Taylor Swift's newest album is about who?
I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to say Travis Kelce, maybe.
Okay, so you think it's about Travis Kelce. Which song off Taylor Swift's album got a music video released that is Taylor kissing Travis Kelce?
Fortnite.
Boom. That's what happens when you follow us on Instagram. You get free answers. Okay. Coachella weekend 2 was this weekend. What state is Coachella in?
California.
All right. Hannah's a big geography girl, so we're going to see if she can figure it out. David Beckham's wife, Victoria, celebrated her 50th birthday with her former girl group, which is called what?
Is it Spice Girls?
Spice Girls, okay. True or false, Cher was just nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's say true.
True. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 5 correct, Taylor.
Woohoo.
All right, hold on. We'll see how, let's see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in the room.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah comes walking back in the studio with Ugg boots on and a big old blanket acting like it's freezing.
Yeah, it is.
The Red Mega Show is doing something we call the Hannah's Homeschool, where Hannah actually answers 5 pop culture questions, the same pop culture questions we just got done asking Taylor. I gave Taylor one of the answers on Instagram, the Red Mega Show, and it worked out really well for her.
What do I get?
Because you get nothing. She got 4 out of 5, so you need, that's what you need to get. You need to get at least 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
All right. First question. Many people think Thank You Amy off Taylor's new Tortured Poets Department is about who?
Kim Kardashian.
That is correct. That is the only question Taylor missed. She thought it was about Travis Kelce. Which song?
It's a diss track, so I hope not.
Which song from Tortured Poets Department got a music video release that has Taylor kissing Travis Kelce?
Fortnite.
That's correct. Coachella Weekend 2 is this weekend. I know you're a big geography girl. What state is Coachella in?
California.
That's correct.
Oh.
Well, she acted like it was the hardest question.
Well,
got away with that
been
one.
Studying, huh?
I'm pretty sure you asked me one about Coachella when it first came around, and I said Arizona. So.
Yes. David Beckham's wife, Victoria, celebrated her 50th birthday with her former girl group, which is called what?
Ooh. I don't know.
No idea?
No.
Want to take a guess?
No.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls,
wow,
is correct.
Nice guess.
Really?
I was worried.
Yes.
Ah, I had to dust off the brain.
True or false, Cher was just nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
True. We never do true or false.
Yes.
What is this?
True or false, Cher was just nominated.
True.
True is correct.
Yay.
Well done.
So 5 out of 5.
Way 5 out of 5. But I'm just sort of guesses, by the way, to be Taylor. You need to get at least 4 out of 5, and you threw out 2 guesses towards the end. I'm just going to say that.
But it doesn't matter because I guessed and I got it right.
Yes, you can guess as many times as you want on that test, Hannah. You were guessing correct. 5 out of 5, perfect 100%. Taylor, you didn't get the win, but you got to say this is Taylor and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Taylor and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Ow, bro, Teddy. He's trying to serenade people because it's my anniversary. That's but Teddy, right.
Uh-huh.
I'll book you later to see, like, sing for my wife. But first, I got to tell all the trending stories of the day.
That's right.
You Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Teddy just wanted to keep it moving.
No kidding.
All right, so I'll keep it moving works is I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We'll go through all the trending stories of the day. Teddy will try to sing at the end of this, and you'll feel like you're updated on all things that are trending. So here it is. 2 minutes on the clock. It's rolling now. Hannah, you either tell me keep it moving. Moving or tell me more. All right. What time of the day are people in their worst or best moods?
Ooh, tell me.
The worst mood, 5 a.m. So leave AB alone when you're on trips with her immediately in the morning. People like their space. They're in their best mood at 5 p.m. You might be thinking, duh, this is obvious. 5 a.m., the day just starts. 5 p.m., you just get out of work.
For me, it's the opposite.
Yes, I agree. I'm a morning person. But here's the interesting part about the study. They isolated people that did not have to work in a controlled environment. And 5 p.m. still was when your moods were at their highest. It has nothing to do with work. You're just in a happiest mood at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I think people are their happiest when they're listening to the Brett Mega Show. And that could be any time on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Crows. Crows hold grudges.
What'd you say?
Crows hold grudges.
I don't care about crows. Keep moving.
Okay.
I'm scared of birds.
What is your dog trying to say when he or she puts their paw on you?
Oh, what? Bear does that all the time.
They're expressing emotions. Aww. If a dog's putting their paw on you, it's saying, hey, I want to snuggle or I need a sign of affection. A dog also might be able to do it if they feel like you're sad or anxious. It's their way of comforting you.
Okay, that's the real reason.
Yeah. So Bear's doing that a lot to you, huh?
Bear always has his hand on me because he's good puppy.
Aww. You can get paid $1,000 to watch and rate all 9 Star Wars movies.
Oh, hey, now. Kevin. Come on. Tell me how.
For Kevin, I'll take it.
It's not for Kevin. It's for Hannah. Kevin cannot sign up for this. According to Finance Buzz, they're searching for someone who has never seen all the Star Wars movies. They'll pay you $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies and then rate them, which you think is the best to the worst. If you're curious, they will give you $100 in snacks. They'll take care of all that. You go in a room and watch them all. And if you want to know where they start with episode 4.
Ah,
start with how they came out.
I don't know how they do
that. You wouldn't make $1,000 to watch all Star Wars movies?
I don't.
Kevin would do it for free.
That's right. I actually did a couple of them this weekend.
Let me not act like I don't need the money. I need the money, so I guess I'd do it. But those are not my movies.
Yep, but that's why they would.
You need to watch him to know.
All right, guys. Teddy Swims wants to start singing again.
Yeah,
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, pick it up where you left it off, Teddy.
Myself anymore.
Mega Minds.
We are about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music, but let's have some fun. See if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Yeah. All right, it's my anniversary today, guys. So see if you can get a marriage question. Almost 40% of married couples said if they could, the one thing they would change about their wedding would be?
To incredibly downsize it. Make it way smaller. Cut the invite list in half.
I did that. We only had 36 people.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Started slashing.
That's a great answer. So if it isn't that answer, I'm going to say do a destination wedding.
Destination wedding. I did that as well. Look at that. I got to change nothing.
Little wedding influencer.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I have nothing.
How do you not have nothing?
I don't know. Mine was what you said. I didn't have a backup today.
You didn't have a backup? No. Did you text your family?
No, I didn't.
Right. Okay, I'll take your backup.
I'm going to read the question one more time. 40% of married couples say if they could change one thing, they would change this about your wedding.
Their food, I guess?
Food. Okay. That's a good answer.
Okay.
Kevin wrote down one more, too.
Marry someone else.
Marry someone else. Tell you what the answer is at 7:18. No one in the room got it correct. Kevin's backup and AB's backup were both incorrect. 314-531-9898. AB, if it makes you feel better, you can go first tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mega Minds.
St. Louis.
St. Louis weather. I have 68 today, and later in the night, we're going to have some showers. This weather is sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're commercial-free in honor of my wedding anniversary. Actually, we do that every day. But I do have a marriage-slash-wedding Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. Almost 40% of married couples say that if they could change one thing about their wedding, what would they change? What's the one thing they go back in time? They say, I'd do it a little different.
Really good text coming in, like their wedding song, so their first dance song.
Oh, good.
Whether
good
or not they elope. The Meyer family says they wish they would have videoed it. Nancy says the venue. Robin says
good
more
answers.
Attendance. Mallory also says elope. The looks of the invitation, says Daniela. So like the layout of how the invitations look.
A lot of regrets when it comes
food.
To weddings.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything? My mom texted and said the person.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin wrote down for AB as a second guess. No.
I love that.
40% of married couples, right off the bat, somebody got it. The first dance song.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you would be one of them?
Yeah.
What'd
Sarah,
you guys do?
Sarah and I chose Leanne Rimes's. No. We chose Leanne Rimes's I Need You.
Oh, okay.
That
was
a great song. We should have chose, and I regret it, we should have chose Firehouse's Love of a Lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, you have the song you really wanted
to
choose.
Was, Sarah wanted it. I said no.
And you won? Kevin's never won.
I know. Exactly. I can tell this is before you're married because Sarah didn't get her way.
Exactly.
So
why have you never told this story that you actually had an opinion and it worked?
Because ever since that opinion worked, everything else has not.
I'm dead.
Mega Mind.
That's a whole other conversation. Kevin actually had an opinion and Sarah goes, okay, fine, you win. What?
Look what happened.
Yeah. We're commercial free for the next hour. And Anna sent me a picture. AB sent this picture. Goes, Brett, I don't think Hannah's making it back to St. Louis. I'll find out what happened in 2 minutes. Did you ever almost miss a flight? Had to get kicked off a flight? Had some flight drama at the gate? 314-531-9898. What happened on your flight that led to so much drama? Hannah, it can't do anything without it being dramatic. It's just impossible. Literally, they were flying out of Denver. Should have went super smooth. AB had checked her in for her, got on her apps, and Hannah was like, AB, I don't know how to check in to my Southwest app. AB took care of it all for her. They're at the gate. They were at the gate early. And all of a sudden, AB texts me and says, Brett, I don't know if Hannah's going to make it to the show on Monday. And you're standing there talking to a gate agent. What the hell happened on the flight, Hannah? Why would they not let you on besides the fact that they knew you were crazy?
So, yeah, this was the first for me that I've ever had a flight issue. AB and I were actually the first to our gate. We were
You were the first two people at the gate?
We were like 2 hours early at the gate. First person. We got the best seats. It was great. And
we got the best seats.
AB and I guess, got lost in conversation. I don't know what happened, but we realized it was like last call to get on the flight. And
so
we were
they
like,
had
wait
boarded
a
the plane and you two were just chatting along.
Yeah, and man. I was in C boarding and AB was in B.
And I completely missed everything.
Yeah, we just totally got distracted. And so when I heard them do C, I was like, okay, well, that's for me. Wait, AB, like, what are you doing? Let's go. And so we're getting on the flight and AB sits in a seat and then we're all of a sudden in the back of the plane. And I turn around and I realize there's no more seats on the plane, but I obviously bought a ticket, but I'm turning around and there's no seats on the plane. So a flight attendant
what the hell?
Sees me and then she's like, okay.
So you're standing there, the whole plane is watching, this full plane,
yes,
and you're
yes.
looking for a seat, looking around, pecking around and cannot find a single seat
yeah,
open.
Yeah, and so then a flight attendant brings me, just me, to the back of the plane. AB was lucky enough to find a seat.
Yeah.
I was not, and I'm in the back of the plane and all of a sudden I see the flight attendants start to do like the thing with the safety precautions. And they're like getting ready to
yeah,
like
they're just
fly.
Going on as normal. And
but I don't
standing
have
in the
a place. I'm freaking
you're still
out.
Standing
you're
there.
Stand.
Yeah. And so then they're like, yeah, we'll try to figure it out for you. And all I'm thinking is, okay, whoever doesn't get me a seat is going to have to be the one to call Brett and tell him that I'm not going to be on air. And maybe the flight attendant should call in and do the show for me on Monday
oh,
because Brett is
funny.
Going to kill me for not being on the show. And I was freaking out. And so then the flight attendant is calling the pilot like, yeah, we don't have enough seats for this girl. And I'm just like, what is happening? How I bought a ticket the Fox bought it for me.
They
so.
Oversold the flight, didn't they?
I guess. I've never even known that was a thing.
No, it's a thing on every single flight. I don't know if anyone knows
why
that. A lot of people don't
do
know.
That.
They assume that people like you two will exist. Every flight is actually oversold, and
that
they assume
crazy.
That people
that's
will
terrible.
Not make it, either based off connecting flights because so many delays happen. Someone will not make it because of check-in time. They just assume, so they oversell every flight.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's, yeah.
And so everyone made it, but because you guys, and you were the person who just.
I was out of luck.
So what did they do? Did they? So you've made it. So what happened?
So as the flight attendant is calling the pilot, all I hear the flight attendant go, okay, sit in cockpit. And I look at AB and I'm like, I should sit in the cockpit?
Oh, wow. No, you
what?
Didn't.
Like, what? Is that even allowed? Like, what am I going to do? And AB goes, that's going to be such good content. Like, oh, Brent is,
wow.
I'm scared.
That's awesome.
But what they did is they moved a flight attendant into the cockpit and then I got the flight attendant seat.
So they
but
moved,
still,
was there a flight attendant on the plane then? So they moved
yes.
someone who was off duty. Okay.
Yeah.
So they moved someone. So you moved someone. And put them in the cockpit and you took their seat?
Yeah, but I kind of wish it was the other way around. I kind of wanted to be in the cockpit.
Shut up. I don't think they, I think they made the wise choice.
After
yeah,
Hannah
like, panics.
What's this button?
After Hannah panics, oh,
exactly.
I totally wish I would have totally done
that. Yeah, they would have put the girl who's having an anxiety attack in the cockpit. That
right.
would have been a great idea.
You're like the dude at the bar with his drunk friends and someone who holds him back and goes, oh man, if I didn't get help back, I would have punched that guy in the face.
Yeah.
You weren't going to do nothing.
Yeah,
right. Hannah,
yeah.
I would have totally sat in the cockpit like day
yeah.
like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to act all tough as I'm like crying and sweating.
Yeah,
but we made it after
you
they
did.
Oversold our flight and I was the one SOL.
Oh my God. Okay, so if you've ever had any flight drama, we want to hear from you. 314-531-9898. You were on a plane and you almost didn't get on that plane. What happened? What was the drama behind it? We want to hear your stories after Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson saved me, which is what happened to Hannah.
Somebody say.
Hannah got saved. Barely. She almost barely didn't make it back to St. Louis. It's the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free. We have Imagine Dragons tickets coming your way in like less than 4 minutes. But first we're talking about how Hannah actually barely made it back from a flight from Denver to St. Louis because she got on the plane and the plane was full and it was oversold and they didn't have a seat for her. So somebody had to get up. Luckily, it was an off-duty flight attendant. Like, okay, I'll fly in the cockpit. Or they're going to put Hannah in the cockpit. And then they realized that just seems dangerous. They're actually looking into like, anybody. There's any, right. Is there a five-year-old that wants to sit in the cockpit more than Hannah? 314-531-9898. If you ever had a flight drama story where you like almost didn't get on the plane, they pulled you off of a plane. Hannah, you got some text messages?
Yes. It says, my husband and I were going to Colorado for our honeymoon. We both had TSA pre-check. When we got to the airport, I stopped to do that handprint thing because I was coming up as a suspicious person. This was my first time flying ever.
No way.
Everything came back fine, but when we were coming back to St. Louis in the Denver airport, I got stopped again for the same thing. My husband was just laughing the entire time.
They had just gotten married, too?
They had just gotten married, and it was her first time flying.
He was probably like, who did I marry?
I know.
He's like, kept coming up as a sus person.
Yeah, like, did I marry a spy, guys? What is going on? Speaking of stuff that happened with that at the gate and stuff like that. So we went to a Warriors game in San Francisco in California. And, you know, you girls don't want to carry a purse into an arena because it has to be clear. It has to be someone's size.
Yeah.
It's super frustrating. So my wife's like, oh, if I want a drink, here, just take my license and I'm not going to bring a purse into the game. And so she gave it to me, and I don't know what I did with it.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know if I didn't put it in my wallet, I didn't put it in my pocket.
No.
Or
You just misplaced it.
I misplaced it.
Oh.
So I didn't realize it until we actually got to the airport. My wife's like, oh, I gave you my license when we were at that game. Can you grab it for me? And I'm like, no. And of course, I'm total husband. Like, you didn't give it to me. She's like, Brett, I did.
Oh.
So what they do if you don't have a license...
Because you can't fly.
Yeah, you can't fly back. They pulled her out of line. They brought her into a room. Guys, I don't want to know what happened in that room. I don't ask questions. But apparently they made phone calls. They like pat you down. They like strip search you. It was insane what they put her through to make sure she is completely safe before getting out on the plane without an ID.
All because Dinga's husband lost her ID. I'd be so mad at you.
I know. It was crazy. All because I forgot and lost her license. She had to go into a room and I just sat there like feeling like such a jerk at the bar.
Oh my gosh. You're like, I probably gave it back.
Right, yeah.
At least I was nice enough to hold it once.
Star, you're a flight attendant. You've ever had some drama go down at some gates? You probably have some stories, huh? Star, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone? Yeah, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Sounds like she's on the plane.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Star.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a flight attendant.
Okay.
And there was a trip where it was the end of a 4-day trip. So I'd already been gone from home for 4 days. And we're in Orlando, and it's like a fully booked 6 a.m. flight. And I had scheduling calling my phone because everyone had boarded, and I was not at the airport. I had gotten food poisoning.
No.
And I was so ill, and scheduling is on the phone with me, and they can hear me physically sick, and they're like, but can you make it? Can you take a taxi? Can you get there? Because the closest place to get a flight attendant from was Miami, which was like almost 3 hours. And I was like, no, I cannot get there. And so I was so upset that I delayed several hundred people.
No.
I ended up at the emergency room getting IV fluids, and I had to stay in Orlando for 2 days in the hotel until I was well enough.
Oh, wow.
And they flew me home.
So you did actually end up doing
that all the time.
So everyone just sat there and waited for the sick flight attendant to show up and then throw up everywhere.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
See, the airlines are always trying to get the flight attendants there as soon as possible.
But think about that type of power that you had.
Yeah.
You had an entire plane waiting on you.
I thought about that all the time. as I'm rushing to the airport, I'm like, somebody's going to miss their wedding.
I know, that's true. Someone is probably at a connection flight or a wedding or in a big important flight. That's so funny.
And then you walk in puking, apologizing to everybody. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, and it's a different world when you're just like, it's not like you're late to an office. And it's like, oh, well, I you know, you can't call in. I'm running an hour behind. So
I know that what you do is important. So I don't mean anything by this, but they can't fly without, like, all the flight attendants. Like, couldn't they just be as short a flight attendant as take off?
So it's for emergency reasons. The pilots can't check the door for safety.
Because
they're up front.
Oh. So, like, you guys, like, three of them. Like, we'll just roll with two of them. Like, if Hannah doesn't make it, like, it does suck and we miss her. But, like, Kevin just rolls with the show.
Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate that. Yeah, Star, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's give away some Imagine Dragon tickets. 314-531-9898. Imagine Dragons announced yesterday, coming to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater August 16th. We got your tickets for caller 18 right now. 314-531-9898. Speaking of diamonds, I gave my wife a diamond about 8 years ago. It's celebrating our 8-year wedding anniversary.
Yay!
Going to share some really embarrassing stories about myself here in about 5 minutes. That's awesome. But first, let's give you some Imagine Dragon tickets. Ashley, how's your day going?
It's perfect now.
Well, good. Yeah. Perfect isn't the best word because your caller 18 has got Imagine Dragon tickets. Woo! Thanks for listening and being part of the show, Ashley. Congratulations. You're going to get to see Imagine Dragons when they come to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater August 16th, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
We appreciate you. Hold on while we grab your info. Hannah's got all of the Hollywood info.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Amazon Music revealed a special song-by-song experience where you can listen to Taylor Swift's new album, Tortured Poets Department, but with commentary from Taylor.
That's so cool.
As she, like, interprets the album and shares the reasoning behind each and every song. I love that they did this, more so because the album's pretty complex to take in, and it is her journey. So I love that she goes through and describes the lyrics. Like, for her song, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, she said, "It was a song I wrote alone, sitting at a piano in one of those moments when I felt bitter just about all the things we do to our artists as a society and as a culture. What we do to our writers, artists, and our creatives, we put them through hell. We watch what they create and then we judge it. We love to watch artists in pain, often to the point where I think sometimes as a society, we provoke that pain and we just watch what happens." So now that we know what that song's about, let's hear it, Kev, and take
Who's
it in.
Who's afraid of little old me? I was tame, I was gentle, till the circus life made me mean. Don't you worry, folks, we took out all her teeth. Who's afraid of little old me?
I thought that was super cool, because the way how you explained it, too, is how the industry beats up on her, even as, like, Taylor Swift, you're like, oh my God, we put her on a pedestal, but she feels beat up by the industry. And I love that line, like, oh, it's okay, we took out all of her teeth, but, you know, she still has some bite to her. That's pretty cool.
The next one's super powerful. It's for her song, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. It says, the song is a metaphor from the perspective of a child's toy being somebody's favorite toy until they break you and they don't want to play with you anymore, which is how a lot of us are in relationships where we're so valued by a person in the beginning, and then all of a sudden they break us or devalue us in their mind. We're still clinging on to the no, you should have seen them the first time they saw me. They'll come back to that. They'll get back to that. That's like her idea of this song.
My boy only breaks his favorite
interesting.
So powerful as an artist that Taylor is describing all this to her listeners, even after, like, lyrically she did that in her song.
It makes me feel like, you know what metaphor it makes me feel like that she really described there is, like, how Woody feels in Toy Story.
I know!
Yeah, right.
That's what I got too.
Right? Like, he's just like, he's so sad that he's like, why is Buzz taking over my spot on the bed? But that's sometimes how you feel is like when you know, like you're dating a guy and someone else is laying next to him, you can picture that. And you're like, Buzz, get out of the bed. Like, yeah. That's my spot in the bedroom. And that's what Taylor had felt. And I think that's what we've all felt sometimes in relationships.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I thought, too, when I read that. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Pretty cool that we got some perspective on Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, in the Hollywood Hashtag. We're actually sending you on a trip to see Taylor Swift in the UK across the pond. That's pretty cool. There's details at Y98.com how you can win that trip and experience. Share some really awkward stories about my wife and I just after Taylor Swift while we're commercial free. Please tell me I'm not the only one who does something super embarrassing, but you do it because it's cute. Or maybe your husband does something that he would never want to tell his like guy friends, but you're like, I think it's adorable.
Oh.
What is it? 314-531-9898. I have a few of these because I'm just embarrassing, so let me embarrass myself for a few seconds here. My wife and I are celebrating our 8th wedding anniversary, 18 years together. We're high school sweethearts.
Congratulations.
We have a phrase or a saying, too. And maybe you guys have this, too, that just like you, only you get it or you have that you guys always say back and forth to each other. So if you have that as well, 314-531-9898. So if you have an embarrassing story, something cute you do that's just like the two of you that only you guys get or those phrases, because... our high school prom was you and me off that Lifehouse song. You know that Lifehouse song,
yeah.
You and me?
Yeah.
And so I always tell her you and me, and then she says me and you, or she says you and me, and I say me and you back. Aww. And it was the whole theme to our entire wedding. And so we have the saying you and me, kind of like against the world, you and me forever, you and me. So it's a phrase.
And all of the people.
Yes. So you and me is a phrase that we do have together. The other thing that I think is probably more embarrassing that only my wife has seen.
Oh, boy.
Is, and I don't talk about it much because it's so embarrassing. You guys know what is... I don't really get embarrassed. What is the only thing that embarrasses me?
Taking pictures.
Well, no. I mean, I'm awkward during pictures, but I'm not embarrassed. I'm just awkward. What is the
dancing?
Dancing. My wife sees me put on like dance parties and shows and performances. Dancing makes me so anxious. I actually just read this. There's 1% of people that can't hear music. I'm the 1%.
Yeah, I believe.
It's really actually a thing. It's like, I forgot what you can be diagnosed with. I don't hear beats and tones and rhythm. I can't hear it. I'm part of this 1%. I'm a 1%er guy, of course. But I can't hear it. So I don't hear music the same way other people hear it. I have anti-rhythm. Like literally, I have to watch clap beats and I'm still always off. That's how bad I am. But when my wife is sad or she's in a bad mood, I will put on like musical performances for her.
What? Really?
Yes. Yes. It's so embarrassing. But she loves them, I think, because I think I'm so embarrassing. But I'll sing like these made-up songs for her, and I'll stand up on tables, and
wow.
I will perform until she can smile and giggle and just laugh at my silliness. She's the only person who's ever seen these performances. And she literally just brought it up the other day. She was like, it's been a while since I've gotten one of you those like Brett performances. And I was like, oh, I guess I owe you one. And I did
well,
one.
It's your anniversary today.
Yeah. I did one this past weekend. I gave her like, I was like
there
dancing and singing. Once the kids were gone to bed, I kind of did like a low performance. That
I
is just
can't even picture this.
No one can picture it. It is so embarrassing. But only she sees it. And she's the only one. But yeah, I will dance for her.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's awesome. That's huge for you.
That's great. You know,
it's so awkward to even talk about it. Like,
I know, you're
so,
like freaking
so,
out. It's
so bad.
You talk about awkward. I'm going to share a picture of what I do for my wife
that
you guys are getting on your phone right now.
Wow.
Because Sarah actually made me move the little chair that we got my son for his birthday so he could play video games up to the front room in front of our chairs. So that naturally the phones are slow.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the text messages yet, dude.
But naturally,
Oh,
let
my
me
God.
See. Let me see.
Naturally.
Kevin rubbing his wife's feet.
It's me rubbing my wife, Sarah's feet.
Oh, my God.
You can't just post those pictures, though, Kevin, because you can sell those feet for a lot of money.
No, people are into that.
It's be
but
an
look at that. You do like a whole like foot massage thing, like a spa parlor.
Foot massage thing for her. It is, to me, I think it's the only reason why she keeps me around. Is because
you give a good foot massage?
I give a good foot massage, but yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You want to embarrass your boyfriend? What is something that he would never tell his boys, but you do it and you find it the cutest thing ever?
We have a ton of these. So first of all, the name Momo. I call him Momo all the time. His family calls him it now, and he actually calls himself Momo sometimes.
This guy lives at the gym.
Yeah, and he's like the biggest guy.
Oh, what's up, locker room guy? And someone go, what up, Momo?
Yeah, and I say it weird. I'm like, Momo, like a little baby. But I call him that because when he was little and he was bad, his parents would call him Momo the monster acting up. And so his parents told me that. And so then I was kind of like joking around with it. But now it like actually sticks.
My
like
wife,
I actually call him Momo.
My wife's nickname for me is not like wimpy like Momo. She calls me like Thunder God.
Oh,
all right. There he is, Thor Mega, everybody. Yeah,
she calls me Mega Man.
Yeah. And then like him cool and I way. Also... Matt and I, my boyfriend, we have a ton of like hand signals we do to each other in the gym that I didn't realize that nobody understood what they meant until he actually brought it up yesterday because he's like, wow, we kind of look weird like doing all these hand signals.
Really?
But it's how we communicate when we're both working out.
That's cute.
That's kind of weird. But kind of
like flight attendants.
Right? Yeah, yeah. We'll see each other across the gym, and if I put my like hands and my fists across my chest, that means I need my back cracked. So he'll come over to me and just do it and then walk away.
Aww.
So we have all these weird things. Or if I do like a cupping motion with my hand.
Yeah,
that
it looks
means
like
I
you're trying to cup his like testicles.
I will hold my arms up and do the cupping motion to him. And that means I need him to hold my feet during a pull-up. So we have all these like weird finger things.
I thought that was like, I own your balls.
Come over here and let me cup you. Yeah.
That's what I thought you meant.
That's right. Yeah.
I wouldn't cradle your balls right now.
Okay, what is something that is just so you? Like no one would truly understand it but it's your guys' relationship that you're like, I think it's super cute, but it's a little awkward. It's a little weird, like the cupping motion. 314-531-9898. We want to hear your stories on Y98. I
didn't think it's always on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes the most embarrassing things are the cutest things. Love is kind of embarrassing and cute at the same time.
Yeah.
What is something that you and your significant have that is just so inside? Like it's either a phrase or a saying that only the two of you would really understand, or you do something they're like, we would never tell our friends, but it's really cute. 314-531-9898. I was sharing some of mine because it's my 8th wedding anniversary. Now, like when my wife's like kind of down and out in a bad mood, I hate dancing. It's literally probably one of the only things that embarrasses me. And I'll like dance and put on like musicals and plays, and I'll just be these over the top I don't know what you would call them. I guess you could call them a performance in our house just to put a smile on her face. 314-531-9898.
Yeah, we got a text that's super cute. It says, my boyfriend and I hang out a lot at a certain bar that has touch tunes, and if I'm out of town, I will play our song so he knows I'm thinking about him. We're the only ones that would ever play that song there. And she didn't, or whoever texted in, did not include what song it is.
I was so curious.
So I wonder what it is. Maybe they're embarrassed, or maybe they want to keep it a secret or something. But it's a certain song that they know when they play it, they're thinking of each other, which
you know,
is
cute. The power of music is so strong. I've told this story more than once on the air, but I don't think you could tell it enough. We lost my mom to dementia. And so she was kind of drifting away even by the time we got married. We lost her 4.5 years ago. And I remember my dad going up to the DJ at our wedding, and we had a destination wedding in St. Lucia. And he goes, hey, like, can you play our wedding song for my wife? Can you play it during the middle of the ceremony? Whenever you want to play it, just play it. And it's called Looking for Love. And it's not like a really popular song by any means. And it was actually from this like John Travolta movie, Urban Cowboy.
Cowboy, yep.
And the DJ played it. And my mom instantly looked at my dad. Like, I'm just gone. So that's our wedding song. And my mom was in a wheelchair at the time, like, was struggling to walk. And my dad wheeled her out, and she got up out of the wheelchair. Everyone cleared the dance floor, and they just danced. It's just the two of them. Oh, and my dad sang every word to her. And to show you the power of, like, a song that is special to you, the day my mom died, the next day we went out for, like, drinks as I was getting ready to fly out to her funeral. I was sitting at a Texas barbecue place, and a band was playing. A band, live music, and just started playing that song out of nowhere. That song is, nobody plays this song. Nobody's ever heard it. And this live band started playing that song, and my wife looked at me, and I was like, that's your parents' wedding song the day after my mom died. That song played from a live band. There is just power in music, power in those type of emotions. Megan, what does your husband or significant other do that's so special to you guys? It might be a little awkward, and people might just not get, but it's something that's just the two of you.
Yeah, my husband and I, we've been together for 12 years, and our first kiss was in college, and there may have been a couple drinks before our first kiss. And I'm 5'1", and my husband is 6 foot.
Wow.
And so a pretty big height difference there.
Yeah.
And he went to give me a kiss, and he gave me, like, a peck on my nose. Like, he just kind of gave me, like, a cute little peck on my nose.
He's like, I'd have to do a squat to get down there, lady.
Yeah, I kind of just, like, walked away, and I was like, oh, that's sweet. Like, obviously, we'd been drinking. Like, he just gave me this cute little peck. And the next day, when we were kind of talking about it, he said, oh, I completely misread your height. I'm really sorry about that. And now it's just our thing. Like, he, we always, like, it's always a peck on my nose before he leaves for the day to go to work.
Aww.
He always
kisses
on my nose. So that's our thing.
Everyone literally just gave a collective, oh, that is so cute. Even in our vows for my wife, she made sure that, like, you put forehead kisses, like, it's, you know, it's got to be part of our, like, it's locked in. So those nose kisses are locked in for life, Megan.
For sure.
You guys sound like an amazing couple. Thanks you so much for sharing.
Thanks, Matt.
Katie, what's something that just between you and your significant other, maybe other people hear it and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, but you're like, it makes sense to us. It's so cute.
Yeah. So the first time that I texted my husband love, L-U-V, Siri changed it to lug. And
oh,
he's
that's
like,
funny.
He's like, you lug me? And I'm like, yes, I lug you. And so the first card he gave me after that, he wrote I lug you on it.
Aww.
And so now we just text each other lug, and that's just kind of part of our
that's funny, because if someone heard you guys out in public, like, are those two drunk?
Yeah.
Right? She just said lug.
Lug.
Searching for lug.
Katie, we appreciate you sharing that story. We love you too, okay?
Thanks. Love you guys.
Yeah, okay, that's too much fun.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Let's roll through some trending stories. How we do it is we put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life's busy, so we're like, what's going on? I'll scroll through the internet for you, and you just tell me if you want me to keep scrolling or not, Hannah. You either say keep it moving or tell me more.
Okay.
Top three boyfriends and girlfriends from books, according to a new survey.
Ooh, okay. I feel like AB would love to know.
Yeah. Who do romance readers want to date? According to a one poll of 2,000 different readers, top three boyfriends. Here's three. Edward Cullen from Twilight took 21% of the votes.
Really?
No? Is it Jacob the other guy?
Yeah. Team Edward or Team Jacob?
All right. Number two, I can't believe this because he was, I thought it was weird, but number two is Christian Grey.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I know he
wasn't the best, but
I didn't think he was a good boyfriend.
No.
Right? Like,
I don't know who that is.
From
what?
50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, yeah, I never saw that.
Hi, welcome to the world.
Wow, okay, living under a rock, I see.
And then number one, I think we can all agree, Noah Calhoun from The Notebook.
Noah and Ally. Endgame.
Girlfriends. Three, Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. I mean, the girl died for him.
Yeah.
How is someone beating this?
Yeah.
Bella from Twilight was number two.
What? No.
And guys, the number one girlfriend from 50 Shades of Grey was Anastasia.
Anastasia. Yeah.
What is her name? Anastasia.
I like Anastasia.
Whatever. Yeah, Anastasia.
She sucked. I can't believe these people from 50 Shades of Grey are one and two.
Yeah, they're really not great together either.
All right. Yeah, they're a terrible couple, right? Is that the concept? All right, speaking of 50 Shades of Grey, most people say having sex qualifies as a workout. What do experts say about it, though? Like, workout experts.
I'm going to skip because if they say no, I won't like
it. According to Peloton, do they consider it a workout or not?
No, I don't want to know.
Okay. They said yes, by the way.
Okay, good. Just, okay, not, just kidding. Okay. I want to know. Go
just,
back.
Just not if you're me. Because it's, you know, not long enough.
What? Why are you blaming yourself on air?
Oh, I gotta go. It's my anniversary. People get it.
Brett better keep it, keep it.
Actually.
Brett better keep it moving.
People don't get it. People don't get it. My wife's like, no, I don't get it, actually. We're still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah had drama flying back. Of course she had drama. Flying back from Denver to even get on the plane. But once we got her on the plane, then she sat next to the most awkward person. We'll tell you who that was right after Fall Out Boy in 3 minutes at Y98 St. Louis. Have you ever seen someone you know on a plane or ran into a celebrity on a plane? Just curious. Like, all of a sudden you're at the airport. You're like, dang, who's that over there? 314-531-9898. I feel like this happens to people all the time. It's never happened to me.
Never?
What?
I've never seen someone that I know at the airport, just randomly ran into them. I've never seen a celebrity at the airport. My dad still tells this story like it's new. He ran into Robin Meade from CNN. It was on the same flight as her. And he tells everybody, I was on the same flight as Robin Meade. I've never had that happen before. Has anyone ever been on a flight, ran into him? You weren't flying with him. Like, oh my God, is this so-and-so? 314-531-9898. Hannah barely got on the plane. If you heard plane earlier, if you heard this story, I guess they had overbooked the flight and there wasn't any room for her. Eventually, they got her on the plane. And they're like, okay, we found a spot for you, because they moved somebody and put them in the cockpit. Gave Hannah a seat, and Hannah sits down and is sitting right next to
some guy I went to high school with, and I used to Snapchat, and it was really awkward.
Oh, what does that mean? Snapchat? Is that a code word for using nudies? Because I always say Snapchat's only for nudies.
No, we didn't do nudies. But
yeah, you did.
No,
that's
we
what
didn't.
Snapchat's for.
No, we didn't.
I swear by it.
It was actually awkward because we Snapchatted, but we never were like
we Snapchatted. Friends. Well, I don't even know what that means.
But he was with his girlfriend. So the whole time,
so this
AD
dude,
and I...
This dude you used to send nudies to is with his girlfriend.
I wasn't sending nudes to him. AB and I saw him at the gate, and I kept telling AB, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are the chances that he'd be here? This is so awkward. We keep making eye contact. I hate it. And then, of course, out of all the seats on the plane, I got sat right next to him, like literally directly next to him. We're sharing an armrest. And I don't know what came over us, but we didn't say one word to each other.
No, you
other.
Didn't.
Oh,
and
wow.
We know
you didn't
each
talk
other.
To him?
We know each
Did
other.
Did you
like,
Snapchat
wow.
him and say
Crazy.
Hi on Snapchat?
No. No. But even like when he would get up to go to the bathroom and I'd have to get up, he would just be like, oh, excuse me. And we like look at each other, but then we didn't say anything. And I would just like look down and be like, okay, yeah, go ahead.
You couldn't be more awkward.
I know.
And,
I know.
And what did he do? Because I want to know how it works. He got you to sit on a plane and not talk? Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, he should have told me about that.
It was the awkwardness. That's what it was.
We just got to make
it
real awkward for him.
Yeah, and I just tensed right up, and I didn't say anything, and it was just so weird.
We need to figure out how to bottle up his awkwardness and just give you a drink every now and then.
If I see a person I use to Snapchat, I just goes the mouth.
Okay. The Snapchat thing is a thing. Okay. Who did you run into at the airport? Was it a celebrity? Was it someone you used to Snapchat with, whatever the hell that means? Or did you see someone you know, and was it like a good greeting or an ex where it's like, this is awkward? 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls while we're commercial free.
Oh, not enough.
Hannah ran into a guy that's used to whatever Snapchat with or whatever that means. And they sat right next to him on the plane, which I think means she used to send nudies to this guy.
I
she
was
next to him.
Not
that's my theory.
Sending him those.
There is no other purpose
pictures.
For Snapchat other than to send nudies and disappear. And so she sat next to this dude and his girlfriend on the plane. And this guy, that's the key. I'm going to Snapchat Hannah one time so then we could figure out how to keep her quiet. Because she didn't say anything. She didn't even say hi to the guy. How awkward is that? But I'm just curious if anyone else ever ran into someone at the airport, whether it be a celebrity or just someone you know, and was it awkward? 314-531-9898. Kevin, you ran into a couple of people?
I've seen a couple of celebrities. I never really approached them, but it was pretty cool. One of them was Emmitt Smith, the Dallas Cowboy running back, which was really, we just watched him actually run down the hallway. He was trying to catch a flight, and it was like, that's Emmitt Smith.
I love it. I've met Emmitt Smith a few times because I used to live in Dallas. He used to come on my radio show all the time.
And then we were several people back in line behind Kathleen Turner. You know her better as Chandler Bing's dad on Friends or, you know, Jessica Rabbit. But that was, I was like, Sarah, I think that's Kathleen Turner. And then she said something to the ticket agent. I'm like, that's Kathleen Turner.
That's so funny. You didn't say anything?
No.
I was at lunch one time and Troy Aikman was sitting right next to me. It was just me, my wife having lunch, and then Troy Aikman. The whole restaurant was empty. And Troy Aikman was just sitting there drinking a beer. I didn't say anything to him because I went back like we had the whole restaurant to ourselves. It's us. And so I just gave him a head nod when he was leaving. Like, bro, what's up? See you later. Like,
I thought maybe
he told his friends, like, oh my God, Brett Mega was sitting there having lunch. I didn't know if I should approach him or not. That's what I figured. Jen, you ran into who at the airport?
I ran into Ozzie Smith.
That's cool.
In Dulles. He was actually getting on the plane and he was getting on our plane to go back to St. Louis and he sat literally like right across the row, one seat back from us. And the whole time I kept telling my boyfriend at the time, I was like, that's Ozzie Smith. And he's like, who?
Shut up.
Grow up in St. Louis.
Did you dump him?
I did. And he was like, just say hi. Who cares? And I'm like, no, like I grew up like idolizing this guy. You have no idea.
I know your boyfriend who didn't know. Did you break up with him?
Oh, no. We're engaged now. We're going to get married.
Wow. He's lucky. He barely hung on after that, bro.
No, he's from Boston, so I gave him a pass.
Thank you for sharing. That's such a cool story. I cannot believe you ran into Ozzie.
At the end of the flight, I finally got up and, like, introduced myself and talked to him. And then he literally talked to us on the whole way out, all the way to baggage claim.
Wow.
Chit-chatted the entire time. It was really cool. He was super, super nice.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
You should have tried to grab the same bag at the same time. Oh, you have the same Gucci? Me too. Thank you so much for the call. Maggie, who did you run into? Another athlete, huh?
Hi. Yeah, so it wasn't actually me, but my husband is a huge, huge Jerry Rice fan from the San Francisco 49ers, and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law were at the airport, and my sister-in-law was like, that guy looks like he could be a real athlete. Like, he looks really famous. And her husband was like, well, yeah, look at the giant Super Bowl ring on his hand.
Is it obvious? Yes.
And so my sister-in-law was like, oh, my gosh, my brother had the biggest man crush on him growing up. He idolized this guy. I have to try and get his autograph. But she got really nervous. And so she wrote on an airport napkin and was like, hi, I'm the crazy girl in the hot pink sweatshirt over there. My brother idolized you. And I was just wondering if you might sign the back of this napkin. Thanks. And then she just like did a drive-by at the airport bar and dropped the cocktail napkin off, walked away. Jerry Rice picked his head up and like, saw her, waved, signed the back of the napkin, and now that napkin is in like a two-sided frame.
She pulled the napkin move and it worked?
Classic.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was good.
Such a cool story. And interesting enough to know those guys actually wear their Super Bowl rings out.
Yeah.
I thought they just put them in a case somewhere. This dude's rocketed at the airport bar. Damn.
Yeah. Just casually, you know.
Just casually signing napkins. Thank you so much. This is another really cool one. Shelly, who did you run into at the airport?
I ran into Willie Nelson.
Shut up.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Did he get arrested for trying to like get through like weed through like TSA?
I don't think so. We were on our way to Maui, Hawaii. I think we were probably in Dallas or Houston catching our plane. And
I walked on, and it was one of those double-sided planes. I'm like, I think that's Willie Nelson. So I literally put my stuff down, walked all the way around to go shake his hand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He did.
Really? Did he smell like weed? Was he just fun? Was
Does
he easy going? Did he, yeah, what was he like?
He was receptive of it. I didn't hang around too much because everybody was boarding, and they probably would have yelled at me. But, yeah, it was back in 2006, so it was quite a while ago.
Still
but I don't
cool
remember
story.
Him smelling. Yeah.
The pilot's actually just like, you got like a contact high.
Right, yeah.
That's too funny. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag? Tell us about some more celebrities.
Jelly Roll's wife addressed his absence on social media. I'll tell you what she had to say about it at 8:35.
Thank you for listening. And tell your...
it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, revealed that Jelly stopped using the internet because of all of the negative things he was reading online about his weight. So sad.
Wow.
So she talked about this on her podcast, and she was really passionate about it, of course. She said, my husband is off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And that makes me just want to cry because he's the sweetest angel baby. He doesn't show it to you guys, but it really hurts him. The internet can say whatever the F they want about you, and they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. No, we're not.
Wow.
She also added in a comment that should really be on the top of everyone's mind. She said, don't bully people because you never know where they are mentally. And that is so, so
great.
True.
And didn't he lose like 70 pounds? This dude's like, this guy's like hitting goals. He should be like the poster child of like making it happen. He's like launching his music career, probably couldn't be busier with music demands and still losing 70 pounds and like going to Congress and pushing for like rehabilitation and fighting for people with drug like addiction. Like he couldn't be doing more and they're still bullying him. It's like, damn, man.
I know. It's so upsetting. And with all the like his acts of kindness he's constantly doing, constantly going to the juvenile centers, trying to make all these people have a better life, and the internet trolls just, I mean, it's sickening.
I always think
terrible.
That though, like when I feel like I'm being trolled or someone's saying something negative about me, I'm like, they said negative stuff about Jelly Roll. They said negative stuff about Jesus, man. They say negative stuff about everybody. Yeah. You can't be perfect. I can write negative stuff about me. like so you can't be perfect. And even the best people, like guys like Jelly Roll, have been just so amazing for the music industry and for us to give us inspiring stuff. To get bullied, that sucks.
One more time, I just want to share the statement that his wife made because I think it's so powerful. Don't bully people because you never know where they are mentally. Take that message with you. Remind yourself of it and share it with other people. You never know where people are mentally. So be kind, people. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I do my head toss. Check my neck. You know it's everywhere.
Let's do a little good news, bad news on the Brett Megan Show. I will give you the good part of the story, but this story will twist and end badly. Good news part of the story is someone went to go get their back pain taken care of. They went to go get their back pain taken care of. Some back issues. What happened? What went wrong? What could easily go to somewhere to take care of you, Hannah?
They died.
Oh.
Who died?
Wow.
What do you mean they died? Who's
that? The person with the back problems.
So they just went there and died? Like, had a heart attack?
Maybe they, like, went to a chiropractor, got adjusted, something went wrong, dead.
What?
I don't think they died. I think it's massive wallet pain. I think they got robbed. I think they got, you know.
I'll adjust this back, and you're like, oh, I did, and then
That's
it's
right.
just, like, upsell.
That's right. You better move that wallet. I'll take it home.
I'm going to say instead of fixing it, they broke it. Like they broke his back.
Well, I went to go adjust it. Sometimes I feel like they're going to break it. That's like part of the process. No, it's way worse. This person started working on the back and did one of the worst things you can do when you start working on someone's back. I'll tell you what that is at 8:50. No, they did not die. They did not die.
Okay.
Brett Mega Show on Y98.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, so for good news, bad news, I tell you the good part of the story, but nothing nothing can stay good anymore. It always takes a twist and ends badly. The good part about the story was someone who had back problems needed some fixing of that back problem, went to go get some help. That's good, right? What could go wrong? We took some guesses. Hannah thinks people died. Well, this is almost like it. Because that was like literally one of the worst things that could happen. I've never done this before. AB, you've had a lot of like back, hip.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a chiropractor all the time. You ever done acupuncture?
No.
So they where they put the needles. They put the needles in you? All over this guy's back. What's the worst thing that can happen when someone puts needles all over your back?
You roll over?
Nope. The person who put the needles in your back as you lay there looking like a porcupine fell asleep. Yeah.
And then what?
Just fell asleep for hours. So I guess you put the needles in there. This guy went and took a nap. And passed out.
Left the needles
left
in the back.
And you can't, like, get up
and
either.
You can't, like, move or get up. You're just looking like Sonic the Hedgehog. Completely forgot about the patient. They sat there for 2 hours with needles stuck to their back as that person took a two-hour nap in
their
office.
Probably sue him for a lot of money, though.
Yeah. They are being sued for a lot of money and could lose his medical license. And
They probably should.
And that guy became a real-life porcupine.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Okay, I keep seeing this everywhere. Either a black SUV girly or a white SUV girly. I have no idea what that means. We're going to break it down for everybody right after Taylor Swift on Y98 St. Louis. Okay, I keep seeing this everywhere on TikTok, so maybe explain it to me. Do you agree with this black SUV, white SUV, mom, girly thing? Apparently, if you drive a white SUV, your life is perfect. You got your stuff together. If you're in a white SUV right now, are you sitting there going, I got it all figured out? And if you drive a black SUV, you're a hot mess express. Like, you're just a total mess. 314-531-9898. Because this breaking down the white SUV, black SUV is what's going viral on TikTok.
So apparently the meaning of a white SUV mom is that you're like an aesthetic mom who's like perfect, perfect hair, perfect makeup, your kids are perfect, your life is perfect, and you have a perfect white car. Black SUV mom explained is apparently you're like the hot mess mom. You might or might not have washed your hair in a week. You're just kind of winging it. You probably have a bunch of feral kids. You probably shop at Walmart a lot. You're probably not the Target type.
You're out here. Walmart over Target is my favorite part. So what kind of car are you driving right now? And where do you shop at? Are you a Walmart person, a Target person? Do you feel like your car is a mess? If you drive a white SUV, do you feel like you're put together?
You know,
you drive a black SUV, Hannah.
I do, and I am a chaotic mess.
You
don't
are.
Wash my hair. So that's pretty accurate. And I think of like the other moms and stuff I know. Even my own mom, when we were growing up, she had a big white SUV Denali thing, and she was it. She was the cute blonde
really?
Mom.
Put it together?
Yeah, she was very put together, never really chaotic. And other moms I know, I used to babysit for a mom, drove a white SUV, and she was like the Instagram mom, like pure aesthetic.
Really?
Awesome. War neutral colors. And then black SUV people like myself. Yep. Mess.
Really?
AB, what do you think?
I literally cannot recognize people's cars. Like, I do not remember what anybody drives. So I don't know. I could not recognize Hannah's car in the parking lot. So I don't know what I think about
this.
I
think this is a different problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to, like, teach you about cars.
Yep. We're going to back up a little bit.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. What type of SUV do you drive? And do you agree with this white SUV, black SUV mom theory that is going viral on TikTok?
Something's got a hold on me. B1 St. Louis. Y98 is always on the Odyssey app.
I keep seeing this black SUV, white SUV theory on TikTok. Do you agree with it? Is it true? 314-531-9898. This is what they're saying about...
So apparently the meaning of a white SUV mom is that you're like an aesthetic mom who's like perfect, perfect hair, perfect makeup, your kids are perfect, your life is perfect. And you have a perfect white car. Black SUV mom explained is apparently you're like the hot mess mom. You might or might not have washed your hair in a week. You're just kind of winging it. You probably have a bunch of feral kids. You probably shop at Walmart a lot. You're probably not the target type.
You probably shop at Walmart. No. Teresa from Festus, you drive a white SUV.
I do, yeah. I drive a white Fiat 500X.
And, all right, what's that, AB?
Literally no idea.
So you got your life together or what? Teresa, you a Target shopper? Do you call it Tarjay or something?
I can tell you, in the last 5 years, I've only been to Target one time, and that was to buy a Christmas present for my daughter who loves Target. I'm a Walmart girl.
So the theory is not true about you. You're kind of a mess and you love Walmart, huh?
Yes, I do. I don't wear makeup. I don't have my life together. I'm just, and when you talk about feral cats in a messy car, I've got duck food in the back of my car.
My gosh, that's awesome.
Teresa, wow. We love you. I will say this. Mary Sue says she drives a black SUV. She said, I'm a total mess, Brett. And I said, well, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone? She said, sure thing. And then she hung up the phone.
All right, accurate. That sounds like me.
I said, is that good? I guess that worked really well. Chris, do you think TikTok's got it right about this black SUV, white SUV theory?
I think TikTok is full of crap.
Where are you calling from? So you don't believe in TikTok, huh, Chris?
Nope. Don't have a TikTok account. Don't want one. I think people put way too much into it.
Yeah, Chris, maybe. You know, I could have guessed that you didn't have TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're a white SUV or a black SUV kind of guy, but I'm going to tell you you're not a TikTok guy, Chris.
Yeah, that's for sure.
TikTok is full of crap, I'll tell you that much. We'll go get my duck food from Teresa.